The Georgian college basketball community is in mourning after the death of a friend, mentor, and coach. Alan Cox, who has served as lead assistant coach for the Georgian Grizzlies men's basketball team, lost a long and hard-fought battle with cancer earlier this month, according to longtime friend and colleague Chad Bewley. Cox was 56 years old. Bewley, who is the team's head coach, said he first met Cox about 10 years ago while playing in men's leagues in the Newmarket area, but really got to know him after Cox joined the coaching staff at Georgian College 4 years ago. Trying to put into words the kind of person Cox was, and the impact he had on those around him, was difficult for Bewley. "He was just a good guy. I don't know how else to explain it. In every situation you can think of, there is what someone who is mean would do, what someone who is nice would do, and then what the best possible thing is, and he always strived to be principled and disciplined to always do that thing," Bewley said. Cox never hesitated to go above and beyond in any situation, and was always good to the people around him, he added. "He was just a good, quality human being in general. That's something that he has imparted on all of the different athletes that he has coached," Bewley said. As a member of the coaching staff at the college, Cox served as a calming presence, noted Bewley, adding he was a great mentor to athletes and staff alike. "He didn't get riled up over anything and was level-headed, and it helped the rest of us to follow suit," Bewley said. Cox's death will have a profound impact on the entire team, Bewley acknowledged. "It's going to be a huge adjustment not having him there. My hope for the team is that we can honor him through the second half of the year by trying to live up to the principles that he carried with him every single day," Bewley said. "Hopefully, by doing that, we will be able to carry him with us throughout the year, but there's no real way to replace a guy like Al." Married to his high school sweetheart and a father of four, Cox also welcomed his first grandchild this year, noted Bewley, who said his friend was really big into community and the family unit. "He loved his family very much and was very big on trying to keep everyone together. That loyalty, I think it is probably one of the biggest things of his lasting legacy," he said. A visitation is scheduled for Saturday, December 28 and Sunday, December 29 from 2 to 4 p.m. and 6 to 8 p.m. at Jarrett Funeral Homes in Toronto. A funeral service is also scheduled for Monday, December 30 at 11 a.m. at Jarrett Funeral Homes in Toronto. Burial will take place following the service at Elgin Mills Cemetery in Richmond Hill. A celebration of life will be held at 4 p.m. at Madison Greenhouse Event Venue in Newmarket.